Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show is definitely not safe for work, but in the best possible way. I've got three women in the studio of all different ages, relationship statuses, who are not holding back one single detail about their sex lives. So get ready for graphic details about their sexual turn-ons, turn-offs, their fantasies, masturbation techniques, their best sex stories, their worst sex stories. I mean, we are getting into it. So enjoy the show. Okay, but before I get into that, I gotta tell you about something that has changed my life. And it is not a sex toy, Menace. I'm here with Menace,
too. It's not a sex toy?
No, it's not a sex toy, but sex toys have changed my life. Okay, so I am obsessed with magazines, and I just got back from traveling. I went to New York, and what I realized was, when I first started talking about this, Next Issue is what I'm telling you about. It is a magazine subscription. It's kind of like the Netflix of magazines. So you don't have to buy magazines anymore because you get them all and you can read them on any device across five devices. So if you and I shared one, you know, you could read them. So I have this habit. I get every magazine in the world. They all just get sent to me and I never have time to read them. So I go usually take a trip and I bring like 25 magazines on the airplane. I literally need another bag and I end up like, I always have like my shoulder hurts whenever I land. And I realized it's because I'm always carrying these magazines. So when I went with my family on a trip a few months ago, I brought them all, like, to Israel. My mom's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I gotta read them. So just now I went to New York and I realized my carry-on's really light. And it's because I have Next Issue, which gives you unlimited access to all your favorite magazines. So easy. It's summer. I know you're all traveling. And now, like, you're hanging at the beach. You want something interesting to read. You don't want to carry all the magazines. Next Issue delivers all the best publications to your fingertips. It gives you access to the most popular and trusted magazines anywhere, tablet, phone. Best part, it's like $9.99 a month and you can share it again on five devices.
Sweet.
I know, it's awesome.
I need to get that.
I know.
Because I have, where am I going? Boston, yeah. New York, London, in the Caribbean.
Yeah, there you go.
So I have and like three long trips.
And you know when you're abroad, you're like, oh, yeah. I wish I had more magazines. You can't buy them. They're like 15 bucks for like a Us Weekly. No, they're here. So they have ESPN, Sports Illustrated for men. Obviously, these are the men's stuff. I don't know. Ski. You like that? Surfer. For women, fashion, they got Allure, Vogue, Elle, Cosmo, 19 others. And then they have like Us Weekly, People, National Geographic, Consumer Reports, just like there's nothing they don't have. One subscription gets you magazines for as little as $10 a month. Like I said, use on five devices, share it with your family, and get this, Menace, you can do this too, get a free 30-day trial. nextissue.com/EM. That's nextissue.com/EM. And get it now. Read up and read up on all your interests and have a great trip. Thanks for listening.
To his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our goddamn mailing list if you haven't done that yet, because we give really good emails. And also, our website is constantly changing and we are updating it every single day. So if you love the podcast and you want to have better sex and relationships, then you should definitely check out our blogs and our videos, which will just be a nice little accoutrement, little accessories, little addition to the podcast. So check that all out. I would appreciate that. And I'm here with Menace.
Hello, Emily.
How are you?
Good, good. We talked about all your New York adventures last time
mm-hmm. we did the podcast. I've not gotten my ass kicked since.
Yeah, so if people missed that podcast, they definitely have to go back and listen to at least the first 10 minutes because it was an epic fight that Emily got in. Your very first fight, so.
Ever. I've never had a fight. I'm a lover. I'm a lover, not a fighter. So no, that's never happened.
I got in a fight in like high school.
Right.
But you are, you know.
I know. I'm like
a full grown adult.
I'm a full grown adult. And, but it was funny because half the girls I was with, I was saying, was from New Jersey. They're like, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. It's about time. Like they all gotten their ass kicked.
Everyone's
like,
very tough and straightforward in the East Coast, you know?
Exactly.
Here, everyone is so passive and in California.
Apparently not me. And it was my fault in a way. You shouldn't film drunk girls fighting. So.
But it was good content for your website.
That's why. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's content.
Yeah.
I'm all about content. Okay, today's show, I'm really excited to welcome my guest to the studio because you hear me. I give a lot of advice on the show. We answer a lot of your emails, your questions. But I want you to hear it from the people. I want you to hear it specifically from women who have had various sexual experiences. I've met one of them before. I know Harriet. The other two lovely women here, Atara and Chloe, have not met, which is even better because it's like we just can get into it. And we're going to be asking them questions about their sex lives and what turns on Menace too. Because I'm sure you have questions.
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy that you allowed me to be on this podcast with you guys because I want to, you know, give a male perspective and
right.
I have a ton of questions.
I know. I'm sure you do.
An honest conversation.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Oh, and one more thing. Speaking of New York, I will be in New York again for the Sexual Health Expo, September 18th to the 20th. So if you live in New York, I won't kick your ass, I promise. Or if you live outside of New York anywhere, tell your friends, come to the conference. It's open to the public. We're educating you to have better sex and see the latest and greatest toys. It'll be awesome.
Sweet.
Okay. Hi. Okay. Let's start with Harriet.
I'm Harriet.
Hi, Harriet. Talk to the mic. Oh, you can just like lean to it. Yeah, you guys are going to be sharing. Okay.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
Okay. Hi, I'm Harriet. I work in entertainment PR, and I'm 28.
28, okay. Mm. And, okay, we'll get the names out of the way. Atara? Oh, sorry.
Yes, hi, Atara.
Okay, and you are, we won't say your age, but like, right, different ages.
I'm ageless.
Ageless and fabulous. And what do you do?
Well, I do two things. I work in movies and television as a costume assistant, costumer, personal stylist. And then by night, I am the lead singer of the band Plastic Rhino.
Oh, cool.
Sweet.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Okay. And Chloe.
Hello. I'm Chloe. I'm 25. And I work in reality TV. I'm a producer / casting director.
Okay.
And then by night, I'm actually a comedian.
Oh, so, what got it. So this is going to be funny.
I know.
Maybe you'll sing and God knows what. Okay. Well, and Menace is here. You can find him across the board. Listen to his radio show, The Woody Show. He's on The Woody Show. Do you guys on The Woody Show?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Very cool.
See? He's on billboards all over. We had a listener on the last show who was like, Menace never talks about the fact that he's on The Woody, which we do every friggin' week.
Yeah. The Woody Show. It's a morning show in Los Angeles, Alt 98.7. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10
But he started with me.
But what?
That's what matters.
I did radio before YouTube.
I know.
But it's also a podcast, The Woody Show on iTunes.
Right. So we got that down. Let's just freaking get into sex.
All
right. It looks like we're having a slumber party in here because there's also like women like spread about, which is awesome. Okay.
I'm the only guy in here.
Menace's dream.
It's kind of good, right? Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to throw this out there. At which point did you become start becoming sexually active? Who would like to start the question?
Me.
At the answer to the question. Okay, Chloe, go, Chloe, go.
I was a late bloomer. I grew up Mormon, so we weren't allowed to have sex before marriage. Still not. But I lost my virginity when I was 22.
Okay.
So only a few years
ago. Were you in Utah?
Actually, I was living in Tennessee at the time.
Not every Mormon lives in Utah.
I'm just asking.
I'm from Utah. Okay.
Oh,
from
Utah. I mean, they at least have at least have links in Utah.
No,
everyone's
at the time,
from Provo or
something.
I got it.
It's totally true.
So you grew up, so your family was like you just believed, you went to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do a mission and all that stuff?
I did not. My sister's on a mission right now, so my family's still very active in the church, but I have found my own way in life.
Okay. And did you ever masturbate growing up, or were you told that was wrong too?
Well, we were told it was wrong.
I'm sure you were. Yeah.
Yeah. We were told it was wrong. And I think the first time I like attempted, I was maybe like 17, like late, very late in life. And then I did it and I was like, wait, that's great.
Right. Like, you're like, how did I not do this before?
Yeah. So yeah, but we're taught not to. So I was
okay.
Yeah. But Emily, you didn't start masturbating until
20. So yeah. I never even occurred. I'm the one woman. It never occurred to me. Didn't even know there was an option to masturbate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know why no one was like, hey, guess
By
what?
The way.
I think I was super stressed out.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. Okay. So, Tara.
Yes.
How about you?
I was also a late bloomer. 19.
19.
I was saving myself till marriage, and then I gave that up when I turned 19.
Did you have a background upbringing that was like a religious background?
Were
you thought it was the right thing to do?
I was raised Jewish, but...
No.
I think that's the one religion where they're kind of like, go for it.
Right. That's why I was like pissed at my mom. Like, why didn't you tell me to masturbate? Okay. But you thought you were going to wait. And then.
Yeah. I was saving myself. And then I gave up on that dream.
Right. Got it. That dream when you're 19. Okay. Yeah. And then what about masturbation?
Oh, well, that's a whole other
what
story.
Time? When did you start? Like three? Were you one of those like in the shower? Three,
I was a very hypersexual child. Like from since I can remember.
Okay.
And I figured it out pretty young. I think younger than most people figure it out.
Like how old? Just like no. Like, so I've heard five. I've heard, you know, everything.
I think I was maybe 6 or 7.
Okay. And you were like what? Touching yourself or in the shower?
Shower. Water.
It's always the freaking water.
It's the water. Yeah.
I took a million. I was a clean child. Like I don't know why it never hit me in that way. It just pisses me off.
The stream just didn't hit you.
Didn't. Okay. Got it. And Harriet.
So I'm going to pull the early card here, and I was about 15 and a half, but it was with my boyfriend. We took each other's virginities. It was all cute.
Okay.
We both had no idea what we were doing, so it was pretty funny.
Yeah, no one does, right? I'm sorry, do you guys mind saying where you grew up to? Because
I grew up in Scotland, and then I moved to Texas when I was about 14.
Okay, so. Got it.
Basically the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Scotland,
Texas.
Texas,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, coastally, where are you from, Tara?
Born here, Los Angeles, lived all over.
Okay.
Cool. Born here in Anaheim, moved to Utah when I was like 8, though.
Okay.
So I was pretty much raised there. And then I moved here like 2 years ago.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So let's just go. So relationship status.
Definitely single.
Single. Okay. So how are you? Are you dating them?
Yeah. I mean, these girls know me pretty well. I go on a lot of dates.
Harriet. Okay.
Yeah. I use the apps a lot, like Tinder, new app Happn. I'm kind of getting off of Tinder.
Right.
Bunch
Tinder
of
got...
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Let's
it's become
be
like the Walmart of dating apps.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
So we're moving on to a new app. Dating, I think, in Los Angeles, it's a whole interesting ballgame.
It is. Do you ever hook up with guys that have one-night stands on these apps? Because that's what I hear from my guy friends.
Well, I mean, Being honest, I've gone out for drinks and then, you know, you get carried away and like, whatever. But I've gone on a few dates and I've actually gone on dates to where guys, I was like, this isn't working out. Let's be friends. And I am still friends with some of those guys 3 years later.
That's great.
Yeah.
But you might have slept with them. Like you don't on the first or
I think
no,
like so. One, two of them.
Okay. Maybe, yeah. My friend actually calls it a Tinder blowjob dispensary because she's like, every girl just gives him a blowjob right away. I'm like,
so
I wouldn't stop Tinder
wow.
then.
Yeah, I would live on it. Unfortunately,
right.
I've been in a relationship
for way
the entire
too long.
Time. That Tinder's been available,
I know
nothing about it. But I encourage my buddies to get on it, and then we'll be sitting at a table. I'm like, dude, you're not on Tinder yet. Let's get you on.
Right.
And then we'll sit through the account and get him on, and then like swear within like 5 minutes
he's getting a blowjob in the
they're
car.
They're already talking to somebody
right.
and getting a blowjob in the
car. It's
bathroom.
Awesome. I mean, it's not.
It's
awesome.
Crazy.
Use protection. Okay, Tara, what about you?
I am currently in a relationship, so I'm also missing the Tinder bandwagon.
Yeah.
Have you been in a relationship for a while?
3 years now.
Okay.
What sucks is they made it so easy. Before, like, you know, you're on MySpace or, like, Friends or Facebook, whatever.
Or you had to, like, pay for an, like, dating
account. Match.com or something.
And all that stuff. But it wasn't... Also, what made it hard was you didn't know how far you're away from each other. You know, with these apps, you're like, oh, I'm like 5 feet from somebody I can hook
right,
up with.
Your right, your penis is practically in my mouth.
So, right. Yeah, that's the part that, you
your
know,
penis is 0.2 miles from my mouth.
Yeah. It's like,
that's
oh,
a good opening that, line. No, yeah, don't do
like,
that.
Oh, that girl lives in the next city and I don't even drive. I'm too young.
Right.
Forget it. But now, like, oh, there's a girl at the same bar. She's willing to hook up.
Right.
And, you know, kind of cuts out the whole weird conversation part and get straight to the point.
That's true. Okay, so you guys have been together how long? Your boyfriend, you said?
3 years. Yes.
Do you live together?
We do.
And how's your sex life? Do you still have sex?
Oh, yes.
Good. Often?
Absolutely.
All the time?
Oh, yeah.
Good sex?
You have to.
You have to, right?
Eat, sleep, sex, water.
Sex.
Right. And like how, you know, so tell me, like, how is the sex? I'm sure he's not your first.
No.
You've had sex with people.
Yes.
But so tell me about your sex life. What would you say? Is there anything you guys are into that was, you know, it's been interesting?
Well, I can say that you really got to keep it interesting.
How do you do that? Give me an example.
Can't be lazy. You just
give them a blowjob when they, right? It's like flowers for guys.
Yeah, you got to still like...
It's like flowers for women.
Blowjob. Keep putting in the effort. Like, you know, get dressed up from time to time. Get into role play. Because
how do you
just...
get into... People make... They're like, my boyfriend would laugh if I came home and said, hey, is that a pizza? You know, like... like, right? So how do you do that? Really? I mean...
It's not for everybody. Cause
yeah, but I like rope. I like it.
It was so funny. I was watching, I don't know, some, it was the Jenny McCarthy reality show with one of the guys from New Kids on the Block. Mm, I forget
yes, yes.
And one of the scenes where she was had all these candles laid out and she was dressed in, you know, in lingerie and all this stuff. And he opens the door and there's rose petals everywhere. And my girlfriend and I are watching it together. She goes, you would totally laugh at me if you walked home to that. You know?
You would. And you would.
It's like, I would. Oh,
I know, but that's so you. Like, menace.
I know, but I'm just saying,
maybe
you'd
laugh and then, right. It's not for everybody. True.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, laugh, but then get into it.
But then get into it, menace.
Definitely would have sex, but you're like, you think that would...
Yeah, because couples, like, we're together too long. Like, people make so many excuses about why they can't spice it up because they've been together a long time and my partner... So what if somebody laughs? Then you move past it and then you start banging.
Hey, look, I support it. I think it's awesome.
I'm calling a girlfriend.
I want to hear, like, some of the setups.
Yeah, like, give me an example.
Like, well, Batman and Robin.
Like, his favorite is, like, nurse patient.
Right. So, so what do you do? Do you, like, a nurse...
Have the nurse outfit, you know.
So do I. Okay, tell me.
Nice.
I need some dialogue, though.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm sleeping with a doctor, one of the guys. But that would probably be so lame because he fucks nurses anyway. It's not committed, but whatever. So
still dress up for him. See what happens.
As a nurse, though, that'd be so lame.
You know,
like, what am I, the office?
Nurse. The sexy nurse outfit.
Yeah, but okay,
it's
I'm
like
just
a whole
kidding.
Other
I mean,
ball
kidding.
Game. I can't even tell.
Tell me what you do.
Put on the outfit. You set the scene, right? I mean, usually, obviously, it happens in the bedroom, but, you know, make
so
it.
So he comes
into
up from work,
or
you like, hold on. I mean, I would really want you to like.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you know, obviously, sharing the apartment. You know, it's like, hold on, give me 15 minutes. I'm gonna run in there and do something, and then come in 15 minutes, and you're not gonna know what it is, haha. You know, but
right, and then you're like, doctor. Or like, what do you do? Like,
oh, he's usually the patient. So it's like,
patient,
how are
right.
you feeling? What hurts? How can I make you feel better?
Right. Right. Okay. And then that's hot, right? And you have like the high boots and the short skirt and stuff.
I do the stockings and the garter belt.
It's hot. Guys love the garter and the stockings.
Yeah,
that is that's
belts.
A win-win.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you guys do that kind of thing. And
yeah.
You
got to put on the heels too. Heels are very important.
Heels. Leave them on. Do you leave them on during sex?
Absolutely.
I know. I hate when guys take them. Like, leave those on.
Take everything else off. Not those.
Take
the
socks
off. I paid a lot of money
off.
For those.
I mean, these are really expensive heels. Yeah. Don't come in my shoes. Okay.
But
okay.
Guys should always take socks off. Always.
Always.
Yeah.
It's the biggest turn off.
So it's bad. Awkward if they
like
don't.
I lose my boner. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
If I had one.
I always lose my
bad
boner.
Feet. Some guys don't want to take off their
get
socks.
Get a pedicure. I dated a guy with bad feet once.
Oof. Okay, but also, like, if your socks are off, I'm not looking at your feet. But
true.
If your socks are on, I'm looking at your feet.
Yeah.
That's such a good point, Chloe. That's such a good point.
I know I had this radio DJ friend, and his like girlfriend brought it up to one of us like off the air. So then we brought it up on air and we're like, dude, we hear you never take your socks off. What's going on with that? And we finally like convinced him, like, just show us your feet. What's going on? And he had like the craziest like ingrown toenail.
It happens.
It does happen.
Yeah.
You can get it. You take pills for that, guys.
Yeah.
If you have those crazy feet, I don't mean to be like, it is a solvable problem. Go to your podiatrist.
No, but also, like, think about it. We shave our legs. We get pedicures and manicures. We do all these things for you. If you have ugly feet, you can do that one thing.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Imagine all the money, like, we spend. You don't do any of that.
You'll thank us for the pedicure, too.
Forget about the waxing.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about the waxing we do. Exactly. Okay, can we get into... Grooming is a great topic. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do? Do you... wax, shave, nothing?
Yeah, I usually wax, and I have just, like, a landing strip.
Okay.
But at the same time, I want to do, like, what they want. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm dating someone and they have a preference, then, like, obviously...
Okay, Chloe,
like,
and you're in a relationship... You said you're dating... You're
single for days.
Yeah. So you have a strip, but you were like, how do you like the strip? And then he's like, I would prefer nothing. You're like, hold on.
Whoosh. Yeah, I can take care of that.
Right, okay.
Take your socks off. I can take care of that.
Right, yeah. Exactly. As long as your socks are off. Okay, got it. So what do you prefer in men, though? Do you prefer that they trim?
I don't like... nothing. Like, I don't like bald.
How much time do you spend doing that, right?
Exactly. I prefer just, like, manscape. Okay. Definitely manscape.
Trim.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Same with you.
Agree with the manscaping.
Tara agrees. And what about shaving trim?
Oh, wax. Absolutely.
Nut bare?
All of it.
Right. It's kind of just easier than having landscape.
It's so much easier.
Because I'm like, oh, I got to trim the thing. I'm just like, sometimes I just shave it off.
Just get it all off. I'm there. I'm doing the pain. Just take it all, please.
Right. It's easier. Okay. Harriet?
Absolutely. Same with the Tara. Take it all off. Wax it off.
But right. Don't you ever, like, look in the mirror? Maybe this is weird. You look in the mirror and you're like, I look like a 7-year-old.
Never.
I think the first time I got it done, I was like, oh, this is weird. But after a while, I just got used to it.
Apparently, I have to get used to it.
No, I get it. And then part of you can be like, you know, the feminist, and you can be like, that's what men right. But yeah.
All right. I have two questions, though. Not about hair.
Go.
Number one, because you guys seem very adamant that no, I'm single. Like, is there something going on there, like, you do not want to be in a relationship at all?
We're, like, secretly in love with each other.
No.
Talk about Chloe and Harriet. That's a good question.
Are you very, like, anti-relationship? That's what I'm trying to say.
No, in fact, I'm focusing a lot on my career right now, which is good for me, because I'm not going to just bang people and be like, bye. Like, I'm focusing on work. No, thank you. In fact, that did just happen. I ironically had sex with a man in an alleyway just a few weeks ago, and I'm not kidding, he, like, became attached every day, like, was contacting
me. Sex in the alley, like, who wouldn't fall in love with that?
Very valid. No, but right at the time I was starting a new show, and I told him, I was like, hey, I'm actually moving, you know, 30 minutes away, but I'm moving for 2 months. And he was like, what am I supposed to do without you? And I was like, whoa, boo thing. So that's why, like, just right now I'm, like, not in a place for a relationship. I'm like, I just would rather.
And you're meeting also, guys through apps and stuff, and
I get so sick of apps. I'll delete them and then I read.
Right, everyone deletes them. It's like throwing away your alcohol and your cigarettes.
What's
you're
the
like,
point?
Wait, and then you go buy another pack.
Yeah. Damn, now I have another question.
Go.
Now,
I have so many questions.
Is it a turnoff now that a guy is super into you and he expresses that? Is that like, oh, why is he, like, so obsessed with me?
For me, no. It's not a turnoff, but it's also like, I am very blunt about it. Like, if we're going to sleep together, if we go on a date, I am like, okay, I'm not looking for a relationship. Uh-huh. We can have sex. We can do that. But I'm not looking for a relationship. So then if he becomes like, oh, but are you sure? Like, you really don't want one? I'm like, I told you from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Could be just not the right people.
Because you hear about those games like, oh, guys don't, you know, they can't tell a girl that they really like them because then a girl knows that she's in control and blah, blah, blah.
No.
And then they become disinterested.
Yeah. No, I see that, but I'm personally not that way. In fact, I'm sometimes more of the man in the relationship where I don't call them, they call me.
I totally get it. I've been there. And it is kind of like the thing, and it's, you want what you can't have.
Yeah. No, it's totally
And
true.
I've always been like that. It wasn't a game. I've never really wanted the relationships that I've been in.
Right.
I, like, spend half of them trying to get out of them. And so, but then you find that the guys always want more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I focus on my career.
All right.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Me,
Harriet. Why do you hate guys?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I definitely, you know, I'm open to the relationship. Uh-huh. I date around. Usually the second date in, I'm so bored. The conversation's dull. Mm. And then they become needy. They call you and text you. And I can't handle it. I'm very independent.
Is it because you use apps and you pretty much know everything about them already? And you already have the pre-conversation?
You Google them and stuff?
Probably. No, I don't Google.
You don't Google before the date?
No.
Do you guys Google
It depends. It depends. But here's the thing with a conversation where you feel like it's dull. That's the bummer of dating apps.
Yeah.
Is you're just chatting, you're chatting. You know everything about them before you've even met. That's why I really love it when a guy, like, you're chatting maybe a day, and then the next day he's like, Friday, 7, be there. Like, let's make a plan.
Right, let's make a plan. I agree. I don't think that you should chat for more than, like, a day or two without making a plan. I hate the 2 weeks of text.
Oh, that's just too much work.
That just sucks the life right out of me.
I know. I was once talking to a guy from Tinder. I'm not kidding, like, 3 weeks. I happened to be out of town when we met. Mm. So when I was coming back, we were going to hang out. I didn't want to when I got back. I knew everything about him. I was like, what is the point? So right. We still have never met. And like, I didn't see the point.
Because that's kind of the fun, the newness when you meet someone. If you want to ask the questions, you're like, I already know how many sisters you have. I saw your trip to Hawaii and your Facebook page. Like, it doesn't matter. So do you have another question?
Okay. The other question is, and I think this would really help a lot of guys because this is like the holy grail question for every guy. Offline. When you actually see a guy in a bar or, you know, or maybe you work side by side with them, what is the indicator that you like them? Because guys are totally stupid and they don't pick up on any signs. Like, what are the signs that you're giving that you're into me?
Well, I think it's different.
We'll be really overly talkative, obviously. Girls, girls aren't like shy like guys are.
Yeah.
Girls are, we'll be forward. If a girl likes a guy and she's into a guy, you're going to know.
Yeah, but how are you telling me without saying that you want to go out with me?
Like, what is her body language?
I'm gonna, like, grab it. There'll be some, like, you know, silly, like, nonchalant touching of shoulders.
See, guys are so dumb. They're like, oh, she's just really nice to me. She doesn't really like me.
Are you sure guys are that dumb? I'm pretty sure this usually menaces. Like,
We used to talk, a lot of guys, we used to talk about this the show, that they're not great at reading signals from women.
No, at all. And then I would say also, it's like, all right, then if you're a guy and you go for it and they happen not to be into you and they are just really nice, so you know what? You're not going to die. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. So you should go ahead and take the shot.
Right. That's true. Because the guys look maybe, they're
but I would like, you know, some clear signs. And if you have clear signs that you can share with us, that'd be awesome.
Well, what for you would be a clear sign?
Get on your knees and put up your hands and give him a blowjob.
Are you going to need me to just bend over in front of you?
I don't know. Like, how... Maybe, I mean, do you ever say, like, hey, we should go out sometime?
Do you guys ever ask guys out?
Offline, though, without an app. Because it's much easier to do it online instead of face-to-face.
Actually, Chloe and I have a funny story from the other night. We were sitting having a glass of wine at the bar. And I was like, oh, Chloe, that guy's really cute. I was like, I think he's really cute. Might have had too many glasses of wine, but...
glass, so Chloe, beer, wine goggles. Yeah.
Exactly. So me and Chloe wrote him this little, like, cheesy little poem. And just, like, our friend who's a bartender, we're like, pass it over to that guy. He read it, looked at us, and just did not know what to do. Walked and smoked a cigarette. And
especially because there were two of us, so that was intimidating. Yeah.
But he just did not know what to do. And so later on, I was like, hey, did you not get that note that we sent you? And he was like, oh, my God, I thought you were just kidding.
I thought you were, like, you're messing with me.
No, I do it all the time. I think there's something to be said about a girl stepping forward. And, like, if I like you and I'm giving you the signs and you're not getting it, like, okay, here I come.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean? So I, a lot of the times, out a bar, cute, flirty, I'll put pen to a napkin, write a little poem, and be like...
That's a great idea.
Either, like, find me on Instagram, or if I'm, like, really comfortable with it, I'll leave my number. Like, multiple times, I'll just be like, save this for a rainy day, and then leave my number.
Some have called.
I would say 90% of the time I get a phone call. Because it's something different.
Right. Because most girls don't.
And it's blunt. You know what I mean? Like, they know.
I just totally support that. Obviously, I think more women should do that.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee
I agree.
You,
we encourage it. I encourage it all the time. It's on my bucket list. I'm going to write a poem.
You, there's a bunch of guys that want to talk to you, but they're just like.
Yeah. They're terrified.
Yeah,
well, especially if we're in a group of girls. Mm-hmm. That's hard to approach. So.
But there are the guys out there that prefer to do the chasing. And if a girl is too forward with them. It's like, game over. You took away my hunt.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Okay, I got to get into sex here because we promised some sex.
Okay, dude, enough of the dating. No.
Well, I want to know.
It's sex. I'm just trying to help some guys out. Jesus.
No, we talk about the dating. Okay, can we just get into sex? I want to know about your orgasms. Okay. I want to know who orgasms during intercourse.
Okay, so, Chloe, hey. I have only had an orgasm through sex twice.
In your life, okay.
In my life. So that's why I turn to masturbating, because I'm like, I want an orgasm. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I also think I'm not as experienced as a lot of people. I don't really have time to experiment, that kind of thing. So that's like on me, I really honestly wouldn't.
But how? Okay, so when you masturbate, do you use a vibrator or do you use your finger, your hands?
Some of both. In fact, like a couple weeks ago, my vibrator broke, and I was like, "Well, shit."
Oh, come by our office. Hello.
Done.
I hate like, that's so sad. That's like hearing like about like an abandoned child or something. Like, right? I want to save you.
And because
I want you to come to my office and take a vibrator.
And because I'm working so much, I don't have time to get another one. So okay, last night. I was like, I just want a vibrator. And then I did not want.
Come to my trunk.
Or yeah. I guess hop on Tinder.
And yeah, check
out. Here's my question. So during Air Force, so then you don't have one. What about what if they go down on you?
Yes.
Every time they go down on you, you can?
Yeah.
Or finger?
Yeah.
So do you have a G-spot orgasm, a clitoral orgasm?
I think it's more like clit orgasm.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
For
now,
me.
During intercourse, do you ever just take your fingers and like put them on your clitoris and then you could have an orgasm that way?
A couple times, but I'm not going to lie. Like when I'm in the moment, I'm like enjoying it and I'm okay.
You're okay when you don't have one.
Yeah.
Do you ever fake it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because it is true when you're newly with a partner, it's harder for women to orgasm with a new partner.
It
just is. Like, we're not going to orgasm with you in the first night. And if I ever have, I'd probably fake you. I don't fake it anymore.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. It really is just our body, like, getting used to for me, anyways, I definitely hold back in that aspect. There are a lot of people where it's like, oh, no, first time, every time, that person, no matter what. But...
Right. Some women are just more orgasmic. That's true. Okay.
I have to get used to that person.
That's true. That's true. And guys, don't trip on it because would you guys all say that sex is still good when you don't have an orgasm or not?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It's still sex.
And what about you, Atari? You've been in a relationship for 3 years.
Yes.
And what's your orgasm? How do you orgasm?
Dramatically.
Loudly.
Very, very loudly, unfortunately.
That's not unfortunate.
Well, the neighbors don't like it.
Wow. Yeah, I used to have that in San
Francisco. Do they slam on the walls?
No, you know,
what do they do?
You live in Los Angeles. There's a lot of neighbors around, and
you walk out to the mail the next morning, and they just look at you a little bit weirder. Yeah.
And do you during sex, of course?
Oh, yeah, both
easily.
Yeah, No, I wouldn't say.
Do you foreplay?
The G-spot is not an easy task. That's not an easy one.
Whole rigmarole.
It's guys don't get that it takes work,
which is why it's not a bad thing that we don't orgasm,
right?
But the clitoral one is easier. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing. No, but
it's easier, but at the same time it can still, because girls get too heady. We get way, our heads get in the way of what's going on.
Absolutely.
So as soon as that happens, it's like, oh shoot, I've lost it.
Right.
And
it's like disappearing orgasm.
Do you talk to guys right away and just like give them directions on what to do?
Well, I do because I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
So
are you like to the left, to the right, like,
yeah, like
up and down?
The head.
And so when you're right. Oh, wait. So let's talk about foreplay then. So do you require? I'll require foreplay pretty much.
I think foreplay is one of the most important things a woman needs to do before having sex. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just not. It's
like he's sticking his dry boner. You're like, what?
Yeah, I mean, where the head also gets in the way, it's also beneficial in that regard. I think that one of the biggest things women forget to do and is, well, you know what? You don't even need the guy. Just do it yourself, and then go in, and you're ready to go. And then you're going to have such a better sexual experience.
It's true. Because it's hard for us to switch off our minds like that. Because our brain is the largest sex organ, which I've said on every single show. But it is true that if he just comes, guys are ready, we're not. Because foreplay is not a suggestion. It's a requirement.
Yeah,
and
it is.
It should be a law.
So every time you're with your partner three, it should be a law.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass that. Let's put it on the ballot.
I'll see what I can do on my part.
Foreplay? Like, who's the mayor now in Los Angeles?
Let's talk to the creator of Tinder.
Seriously. Yeah,
he's
in Israel.
Send out a push notification to all the apps.
It should definitely be a Tinder law.
Yes.
Yeah, Tinder is going to rule the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but do you find that you had to talk to your boyfriend about it, or he always kind of knew? Because some guys don't know about foreplay. Like, they come around, or they don't know.
Luckily, mine was good right off the bat. But there's past, you know, where you're like, hi, I'm here.
And is it oral sex that you like, or is it?
Oh, yeah. But fingers great, too.
Fingers great, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Toys are great, too.
You okay? And Harriet?
You should have more than one toy, by the way, Chloe.
I'm
sorry.
Toy, yeah, Chloe.
I'm working on it. Yeah. I'm building up my
arsenal.
Toy repertoire. Yeah.
Emily had to get storage. Like a storage.
I had
locker.
A storage unit when I moved here, just all sex toys.
I feel like I need one.
It was on Storage Wars, by the way.
That would have been fucking funny.
They were pretty shocked when they opened
the door.
You
didn't hear the story about my housekeeper, but okay, go ahead.
I definitely think foreplay is a must, and I think, you know, guys automatically expect girls to know how to give an amazing blowjob and like totally treat them well, but it's like, sweetie, you don't even know what you're doing when you go down on me.
Right.
Let's talk about
that. So then what would you tell them to do?
I tell them like, hey, you can use your fingers too. Like, don't be shy. And I totally direct them. I'm probably a bit of a
control
freak.
Give me an example. Because everyone was different too. So like, someone like, so give me an example of what you would do when you were so for the first time.
When
you're with someone for the first time, he's going down on you and it's like, he's like going really fast or he's like,
yeah, I will literally be like, hey, it's okay. You can use your fingers too. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, go for it. Like, do it.
Do you ever say like, oh, too fast, like go slower. Like,
yeah, like totally. It's kind of like coaching, but
yeah, yeah, I mean, most men, they go a little, I always say go 5 times slower than you think and you'll be good. Cause guys go really fast. Cause they, if you start getting trying, they're like, oh, that's what they want.
And yeah. They want the jackrabbit.
Yeah.
Usually they're too hard. It's a nice soft area, you know. You gotta be gentle,
right?
You
are like not... tongue, like any good.
Be gentle. Take your time.
Yes. Yeah,
it's not a race.
Right. So, any good oral sex tips that you have for men?
Just do it. Go down on women. I'm not kidding. Like I had this.
They should just do it, and then a woman should really just give them direction, so they're not wasting their time.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. You know, with women, we are expected to give blowjobs. So we obviously get pretty practice. Guys aren't expected to give oral in return. So right. They're not as practiced. So I would say just do it anyway, even if you're like really afraid or embarrassed that you're not going to be good. Because, yeah, some girls might not say anything and they'll just keep you down there for 2 hours, you know, and you're like, well, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But most girls are going to tell you what to do.
Right. Or throw in a toy or your fingers or show them what you like. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And
like,
I think it's huge. Like, if you're going down on a girl and she seems like she's not into it, you think you could do better, ask her.
Yeah.
Because then she'll be like, oh my God, he cares. You know what I mean? It's that right. Kind of like, thank you for like taking my feelings into a pit. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Putting because that into play.
And to Menace's great point is that the vagina is the Rubik's cube of life.
It is.
And every woman is different. So how are they supposed to know?
Right.
So
it's an impossible puzzle.
How do you guys feel about blowjobs?
I don't mind them.
Oh, great.
You love it? You love gay Tara?
Oh, yeah. I'm
but okay. You're good at it. Why?
Opened up that door. You did. Let's just say I like the penis.
And you never
it's
like
a beautiful thing. It is. It looks
it's not.
Great.
It is.
Ugly.
See,
I think it's a beautiful orgasm. I mean, organism. Like the way that it works. Right? That's what it looks like to me. No, like I think it's a great thing, but also like it's a scary thing.
Yeah. Scary how?
It's beautiful.
I don't know.
The blowjob scares you?
See, sometimes it does because I'm like I'm kind of the same boat. We're like, am I doing it wrong?
Oh,
like,
I get it.
I do better? And it's not quite the same for a woman to ask. You know, am I doing okay? Because he's like, I could just find the next bitch to do it better. You know?
Oh, we got to talk about this. Well, first, I got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to get a little blowjob tips. And you'll come to my next workshop.
Okay.
I just had a killer blowjob workshop, I got to say. We'll get back to that. Okay, so this is what I need to... Oh, I'm so glad you guys are here. This is my new favorite sex toy. This is called... It's not even... Okay, it is called The Intensity. Check this out. Okay, do you see that? It looks like a rabbit vibrator, right? Mm-hmm. And do you guys know your Kegel... Do you guys ever do your Kegel exercises?
Yes. Sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
I have your app.
You do?
Yes.
Do okay, so I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp, and it reminds you to do...
Stop.
Yes.
I'm getting it.
Do it. Download it, because... This all started because Kegel exercises are so crucial to women having stronger orgasms. Mm-hmm. Like, if you do them every day for a month, like, you will have stronger orgasms. You'll be tighter. You'll have G-spot. It'll blow your mind. Plus, do you guys ever, like, have that thing where you laugh and then you pee a little in your pants or whatever? Okay, that's called urinary incontinence. So, that's your Kegel exercises. Fixes all that. Well, now it's a toy. It's a product that a doctor invented. It used to only be in doctor's offices, but now they're selling it. It's called the Intensity. And it basically does the only side effect is orgasm. You sit on your bed, this part puffs up, and you lie there, and it does your Kegel exercises for you. But it's a vibrator, a little rabbit vibe, so you also have these crazy orgasms while it's actually, so you do it for five, you do it like 10 minutes at a time, 10 to 12 minutes, and you just lie in your bed and you will feel tighter, you'll have stronger orgasms, and like Indiana University that does all like the studies of sex toys said this is the only cure, like the best Kegel thing that you can do, and it only cure for like incontinence and anorgasmic women. It's changed my life personally. No, I really think it's like so it has little buttons on it and you control it and this like puffs up and just does it while you're lying there. But then there's little rabbit, the little ears of the rabbit. So has health benefits and it's a sex toy. So do them regularly. You can do it so you're supposed to do it for 5 weeks, like 5 times a day. And then after that, it's just a little maintenance. And I'm like, you should read the testimonials on the site. And then for me, even I can tell you that I'm just having, or like getting turned on, like even just by, cause I'm, it's like any other muscle that you have to exercise. Right. And I was just doing them with my app, but now this is like a whole nother level. It's like, if you start doing biceps every day, it's like, whoa, it's like you just have orgasms quicker. You're tighter. Guys can feel it. The whole friggin' thing. Go to pourmoi.com, P-O-U-R-M-O-I. .com. And I think, well, there should be a banner on my website by that point. It takes all the confusion out of Kegel exercises, because a lot of women, like, they just do it wrong. And if you don't even want to use a sex toy and just as a Kegel exercises, you can. And study shows that 43% of women experience difficulty enjoying sex in their lives at some point. Age, childbirth, stress, all of that. And I'm convinced that this toy, and I'm not kidding you, like, that this toy will change women's lives, because they're going to want, like, if you're having low libido, you're going to want to have sex. Like, it makes you want to have sex more because your muscles are stronger. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when you've been going to the gym, you're like, I'm going to wear a half shirt. I'm going to wear, like, it's the same thing. And you don't have to even, you just can just freaking lie there and have orgasms. And you're like, oh, and it's like when you went down the treadmill and you're like, I wish I could also be, you know, like, I wish that someone could work me out for me. Like, don't you ever think that? Like, I wish the gym could just work.
Every day.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's pleasure with a purpose, pourmoi.com. Check it out. And I also, Promescent. Okay, you guys, have you ever been with a guy who's a premature ejaculator? Be honest.
Yes.
Comes too quickly?
Yes.
Yes.
And what did you do about it?
Oh, next time.
Yeah.
Like, and then
better next time.
Yeah.
Did he do better next time?
Tried to take it very, very slow.
Right.
No over excitement.
So it's not like the first time you kick him out, but what would it have, no. If it's chronic, like it's every time, or he just doesn't ever last long enough? Because how long would you say it takes you to orgasm, all of you, about?
I don't. Like, during sex. Like, I right. haven't enough to know my body, but.
It seriously just depends on what.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, about 20 minutes, maybe.
It can be 5 minutes. It can be 45 minutes.
Okay, usually it's between, like, 18 and 40. Okay. So Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray. So it's not even for men who just premature ejaculators. If you just want to last longer, like, if your guy lasts 5 minutes, he'll now last 10. And he puts it on his penis. You wait 10 minutes before intercourse, and he'll last twice as long, maybe three times as long. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation or for just lasting longer in bed. It's called Promescent, PROMESCENT.com. So check that out. Because, guys, you know, sometimes you just want to last longer. You're like, I'm almost there. And then you're like, God damn it.
And that happens a lot.
Does it, Harriet? Okay, let's get back to that.
Before you.
Yeah.
And they finish before you, right? And then they don't care.
And then they don't care. And they're like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I'm
like,
no, buddy. I'm like, I might as well just take out my vibrator and get to town by myself.
Okay, so that, right. So that's my biggest pet. That's one of my biggest pet peeves are guys who just have no concern. They're like, I came. Looks like she was having a good time. What's for dinner?
Right.
Yeah. So you've had guys do that.
Yeah, I have. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, well, you can, you know, finish me off, or I'm just going to, you know, you can leave. And I'll, like, just go grab my vibrator.
Do you do that? I love you, Harry. Do you really do that?
I have done that before, yes. Because they were like, oh, I finished. And I just stared at them and I was like, well, listen, buddy, I think there's two people involved in sex. So
how do guys not know that? I mean, younger guys, maybe? What's the age of guys you're with?
I mean, currently? I don't date anyone younger than me. So I'm 28 and probably 28 smart. To like 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you feel like it's just no matter what, some guys know, some guys don't?
Yeah. And also, like, let's talk about the maturity of males. Like, come on.
Right.
So they can be 28 but have the maturity of a 21-year-old.
Most of them do. That's why most men don't really mature until they're, like, 40.
And I think it was especially guys not caring if girls got off. I think that was really predominant in college.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, in college.
Absolutely.
To be fair, they probably even know.
They didn't know. Men didn't know about oral sex. They didn't know about pleasing women. And women, at least I was socialized that it was all about pleasing him.
Me
it was
too.
All about, like, making him feel good
too,
and how do I look, and it had nothing to do with my pleasure, which is why I try to tell, which I do tell women all the time, and my first sex talk I had with my niece, who is old enough now, I was like, listen, this is going to be a quick talk, but it's not about the guy, it's about you feeling pleasure, and maybe you masturbate, maybe you don't, I don't know, but figure out your body, figure out what makes you feel good.
I would have hated
my brother wasn't there. He'd kill me.
How old is she?
She's 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they've been hiding. Like, I was on a freaking reality show. My brother, my whole family was like, never talk about what I do. I'm like, You people, really? I have three nieces.
So no, you got in trouble that one time. She went to your house and she found all the sex books.
She did find all the sex books. She's like, Mommy, why does every book on Aunt Emily's shelf have the word sex in the title? And then she started to read. She's like, cunnilingus, lesbian, whatever. And I was like, oh, God, they never let her come over again.
Yeah.
Okay, what other pet peeves do you guys have about men? Like, is there anything that guys do that you're like, oh,
like,
don't
do
that.
God,
the list is so long. Go. This is so helpful. But this is the public service announcement.
It is.
Listen up, people.
I don't know. Where would I start?
Anything.
The socks thing, definitely. Like, take your socks off. I can't stand that. And I don't even like feet, but I like the socks to be off.
Right.
I think communication, that is the one thing that is important, even in bed, if you're dating someone or whatever. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. And I'll tell you the same. Like, I'll tell you my likes and dislikes. I think it's just as easy as just being like, hey, I really like this, or I really like, you know, whatever. Right. Just tell me. And right. So then I know. I know what to stay away from. I know what to like.
Like balls. Know. Like if you.
Yeah. Or like
do you find most guys like their balls touched or not? Like.
I have been with some that super enjoy it, and then I've been with other dudes that it was just way too sensitive, and they were like, no, stay away from there, because I'm going to, like, go immediately.
You're like, cool, I'm out.
I'm right. Like, awesome. So I know if I'm, like, getting bored with sex here, I just play with your balls, and then you're done.
Right, exactly.
And I can go back.
Put his finger on his perineum, like, in the middle. There.
Exactly. I do that.
You do that, Tara? Tell me.
I do. And it's current one loves it, so it right. works.
Okay. Now, how about everyone. In the ass? Do you do it in that?
No, just
the perineum, which is like the taint, like not
right behind the balls. Just push up a little
push
bit.
It?
Yeah.
He'll come right away. If like, for your blowjobs that you don't like giving, Chloe, or that
give
you're
me a roadmap.
About.
Like, give me a roadmap.
You should come. I taught him. I have to say, just because I've never taught a blowjob workshop, but I did teach one recently, and it was. And I had to do a, like, because I feel like this show's teaching, but when you're teaching, it's very different. I really had to like get into it, and it's really Yeah, well, I mean, I've talked about it a lot, but it is true that it's enthusiasm is number one across the board, being into it, making sure that it's wet and having enough pressure. So like you never want to be like that. You want to make sure it's like you always have the pressure. Yes. It's always wet and you're mixing it up using your mouth, your hands. We'll talk offline.
So I feel like I'm pretty good at giving blowjobs. I haven't had any complaints.
Right.
So I feel like I'm okay, but I could definitely get better. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta always get better.
Okay, I've got a whole thing. We'll talk about that.
Can't wait.
Okay, but what is your pet peeve then? Is there anything that guys do or that don't do that you're like, why don't they blink? Like, I feel like kissing, for me, when guys stop kissing after a while, when you're dating for a while, and they just go right for the sex, or even if you just started dating them, and they don't even touch your boobs anymore. I feel like they go right for your pants. I'm like, what?
Yes.
What? My nipples, they're sensitive. These feel good. And they go start unzipping my... I'm like, really? Like, don't you want to see me naked and dressed?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we like. I don't know. I like, that goes back into the foreplay thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I think one thing for me too, like while we're having sex, like, okay, make out, kiss, get into it. Yes. And then foreplay. But while we're having sex, especially if it's a long period of time, if the guy just does not kiss me at all, I'm like, I still have a face, boobs, and a vagina.
Right.
Like, you have options here.
Right. You
and they'll, like,
kiss.
Just go vagina or whatever. And
I agree.
And I feel like that's the only focus, like, once they get on that track. It's like, you have so many options. Like, you
right.
know.
Kiss.
I feel like we should get a guy's opinion on this.
Oh,
no.
What?
On the kissing and the boobs and the stuff.
Why do you skip all that and go straight to the vagina?
Oh, because I think, well, it depends on how long you've been hanging out with each other. Throughout the night, because guys, they have no patience, you know, like, okay, this is my chance. I'm going to go for it now, you know, and they feel that they might mess it up between now and then of, you know, doing foreplay and stuff like that. You become disinterested.
Yeah, I can agree with that, especially because, like, they do just are their one track mind, and it's penis. And so, you know, once they, like, get into it, they think, okay, she's into it. Let's just do it. Like, I'm hard. Let's do it. But I mean, I think it's very sexy for a guy to, like, care about, again, like, my boobs and kissing me and my neck and all that kind of stuff. And so it's going to get me more turned on. So I promise you're going to stay hard.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Yeah. You could even be touching his penis at the time or, like,
absolutely.
Grinding up against it, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
and that's
it's not like your penis is being, like, in the kitchen making
also,
a sandwich.
A
like, your penis is there.
For guys, like, dude, you guys need a pregame. You need to, like, masturbate before you go on, like, a first date and you think that might lead to sex because... Again, you're going to be like a one-minute man.
Right.
There's no way you're going to last.
That's true gaming.
You'll be way too excited.
That's true. That's a good one.
And what about, like, eye contact? It creeps me out when guys just constantly give me crazy staring eye contact throughout the entire thing. And I get so uncomfortable, and I'm just, like, staring over here. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
They stare the whole time?
Yeah, I've had a couple of dudes, like, right at my eyes intently.
A lot of guys here,
I like it every once in a while, but not the whole time. I would be like,
yeah, but guys that's what you guys want.
No, but it was like solid staring, not even looking away. And I was, and it was so distracting. I couldn't even focus on, you know, feeling pleasure. I was
like covering his
I was like having to look away, like just, I don't know. And then I
dated. But when the guys have the dead eyes, you know, where just like.
Or like the attempt of bedroom eyes. Yeah. Where they just like awkwardly like gaze at you and you're like, okay. Like,
and I had that one guy I dated for a little bit, and he, every time we had sex, he would say, I love you, and be like, give me eye contact. And I was like, ugh, I think I ran away.
No,
went to the bathroom and called Chloe and I was like, I don't know what to do. This is really weird.
I said, get rid of him. I'm
just kidding. Yeah. If he prematurely escalates the I love you and stuff.
But the eye contact thing is weird. Just don't constantly stare. Like, stare for a little bit and then look away.
And the same thing with blowjobs. Man, I have a question, because we always say, like, look at, like, one of the blowjob tips is like, look, guys want to see you and like look up at them, but not the whole time. So it's kind of like,
I
don't want to look.
No. I, jeez, let me
see. He's his own thing.
I already know what he's going to say.
No, I don't think that guys even care about that. They're just happy that you're giving them a blowjob.
That's not true. I had a guy just spell out his fantasy to me. Sex.
The effing guys you hang out with are disgusting.
Can I tell you?
But the guy.
No, they're not.
I'm saying the normal day to day guy, they don't care. They're happy that you're getting
blowjobs. No, they're happy of giving you a good blowjob.
I'm with guys with freaking.
That's such a lie, man.
Ponytails and leather pants.
He's lying. Like, I've never dated a guy with ponytails.
We've
all been in the rock and roll phase.
No, it's not the rock and roll phase. This is like the weird, creepy.
That's such a lie,
swinger sex guy.
Menace, like, I've never dated a swinger. You just mixed your whole. Menace does think that every swinger has a ponytail, which is partially true.
Which I do.
But I've never been with a swinger.
I know, but I'm just saying the type of guys that you're having conversations
with. Okay, but can I just tell you something really funny? On our last show, this just popped in my head. You were saying to me, "Did you?" When I was in New York, you're like, "Did you have cook up with any exes? Did you have sex?" And I had to think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
I did not. All right. However, I have a friend that I used to sleep with in San Francisco all the time, who now lives in New York. We don't sleep together anymore. I've known him for years. And I saw him. Chloe started reminding me. Our friend was like, did you guys ever have sex? I'm like, we did have sex, didn't we? Like, I kind of, I knew we had sex, but I remember he goes, you don't remember we had sex in the alley on Mission Street in San Francisco? What? And I was like, oh, see, we did.
Apparently it's life-changing to them. Right? And we're just like, it's another day in the office.
Because we've been friends for like 15, like we are still good friends. And I know we had sex a few times. He's like, and in my office in the elevator, I was like, whoa, I totally spaced. Yeah. So yes, I had sex in the alley too, and it was hot.
It was hot.
Apparently I forgot. I forgot everything.
It's just like punch in, punch out, you know, for her.
Do you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, right. Do me. Speaking of
for
do
him,
me.
It was an amazing experience. Real quick, you didn't see you cut me off. You didn't even let me answer the question. I think it was just like with guys' blowjob, a lot of the guys that I talk to are happy that you're just giving them a blowjob, so they're not really tripping that you're looking up at them while you're doing it. Okay, whatever. But the other thing is just it's suction, you know? Like, yeah, when you just actually just have it in your mouth and it's floating around there. And
like vacuum?
Yeah, it's just like.
It's that's the pressure part I was talking about, but that's a better way to put suction. Like,
yeah, just some suction. That's it. And then everyone.
You don't want it to be
guys
rough.
Are happy. Yeah,
floating in your mouth. They want to feel it.
Because
you think about it, you want to mimic their hand or your vagina.
Right.
Yeah.
The tightness of that.
You can't mimic my vagina. It's literally perfect.
So, you can make a fleshlight about it.
And then the one last thing, on a guy's point of view, the only thing that I think is a pet peeve, and it's not even a sexual thing, is at least on the coast, I think women are kind of rude.
When I, compared, in what way?
Compared to, like, when I travel through the, I always say about the Midwest, like, when you travel through the Midwest or the middle of the country, it seems like. Even if you're not, like, trying to hook up with the girl or anything like that, they're just nice to have a conversation with. You know, I find on the coast, when you're just being nice and cool and trying to say hello to a woman or just have a conversation because you're in the same space, they some of them can be extremely rude and just, like, blow
you
off.
You're just saying in general, like if you're, like,
with the eye roll and just, like, walk away, thinking that immediately the guy wants to get in your pants. Like, no, you're, like, you're 5 feet from each other. You're trying to be... You know, nice. Huh.
That's so funny because I'm the person where, like, if I'm out and I'm walking and I'm passing somebody who's walking their dog.
And I'm not making a blanket statement that's, like, all women.
No, right. But I feel the same way. Like, for me, I smile at people as we pass by the street and I get the weirdest looks. I'm also not from here. And so I feel like I go out of my way to be nice to people and I feel like people just look at me weird. So I'm like, oh, okay, never mind.
I don't know.
So no, I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So girls should be nicer.
Just be nice. If a guy's talking to you, whatever. I mean, if he's like being creepy and rude, then definitely like blow him off and give him the eye roll. But if they're just, you know, striking a conversation with you, there's no reason just to
go straight to sex.
Yeah. Just okay, walk away.
All right.
And not say anything to them.
Yeah. I see. That's all. Okay. That's good. Good advice. Everyone should be nicer to everyone. Can't we all get along? Jesus. What were you going to say, Atari? Look, you had something to say.
I think it really depends on where you are. Like, if Definitely. You're at the coffee shop and some guy's just like, hey, and you're like, oh, hey. If you're at a bar and some guy's like, hey, how are you? I'm pretty sure that the bar situation, that guy has sex on his mind when he's right. saying, hey, how are you? Whereas a coffee shop, it might just be like, oh, what's going on? Do you have the time or something like that?
Even if he does, are you, what, you just want to at shut the bar? Him down immediately
well,
or what?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, girls get into that mindset when they're in those kinds of situations. So, yeah, you probably are going to get shut down if the girl's not into it. Right away. And don't take it personally. It's just the situation where you are and the interaction that's going on. And obviously, you know, a dance club, a bar is a
it's hard not to when guys are coming up to you. You just want to be polite, though.
Girls, you know, we
take the drink
we get
that they offered
up.
You and then tell them. Oh.
We obviously get dressed
digger,
up.
I mean drink. Yeah.
Drink digger.
We look a certain way when we go out to those kinds of places. We know the kind of attention that we're trying to attract. And then when we finally get the attention, we're like, oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah. Right.
Girls are crazy. I know. Why did he I know say we're that? Crazy.
What do you guys were you gonna say right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know. I'm super chilled out. I talk to everybody, even at bars. These two girls know me, and I'll be like talking to a guy, or a guy will talk to me, and I'm just chilling, chit chatting. Most of my friends are guys, so I'm very comfortable. And these two will be like, you know, he was hitting on you, right? I'm like, no, he was just being nice. Like, we're just having conversation.
But even if they're hitting
See,
on
I do that too. I'm always
to
really nice
them,
to guys. I'm from the Midwest. Yeah, no, I talk to everyone too. And then,
I mean, we're all nice people in this room. I'm just saying there's a lot of girls out there that will shut you down immediately. Just don't take it personally.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question about masturbation. Do you guys fantasize, or during sex or masturbation, do you guys have fantasies that you think about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me. Go. I want to hear.
You want to go first?
No, please. Go ahead.
Well, I will either, like, have fantasies or I'll, like, watch porn and get in the mood.
Okay, both. Let's talk about the porn you watch. Either one. Fantasy first.
Okay, fantasy first.
When you're not watching porn.
I think the one is just, like, a guy coming in and just, you know, throwing me up against the wall and, like, pulling my hair. And, you know, I don't like some
throwing
gentle
in the
sex.
Bed. Right.
Like, no.
Being submissive, because it's that feeling the guy wants and has to have you so bad. Just, like, throw you on the bed.
Yeah.
That's
and
what guys
just throws
want to
me
do,
around.
But they're afraid. They don't know that you want
you
that.
Just do it. Well, but don't, like, auto-erotic asphyxiate. What is it?
You got to see how she's feeling, though.
Yeah,
but I often feel that guys, when they, like, meet a very strong, independent woman, they're like, oh, this girl wants to be in control in the bedroom.
No, it's
And a lot of the times I'm like, no, I'm controlling in my life and I'm very outspoken. But in the bedroom, I want to feel like a woman. Like, I want you to pick me up, throw me around, and just, like, do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fantastic.
I
that
totally think a lot.
100%.
I think a lot. Now, when you're doing that, are you picturing the face of someone that you're into, that you've been with? Or is it, like, a blank?
It is just, like, a canvas. Like,
that's
it is
right.
just, you know, it's whatever I'm feeling, like, that day. I could have just, you know, watched a movie and I'm like, oh, well, that actor.
I'll put his head
I'm
going to,
like, put his on this body and, like, whatever.
And then what about porn? What kind of porn do you watch? And
how
do you...
I usually, like, just, like, watch it on my phone because I'm too lazy to, like, get out my computer and, like, you know, do that whole thing.
Right. No. But what do you, like, what scenarios?
I think pretty much, like, everything, like, anywhere from, like, threesomes to, like, even, like, girl on girl, like, whatever. When I first started watching porn, I was like, oh, my God, this is so weird. And I felt, like, really, like, dirty. I think the first time I watched porn, I was, like, 22. And I, like, had to, like, ease into it. And now I'm like, oh, that threesome looks fun, whatever. And I'll, like, just click it on and watch it. And it turns me on. It might not necessarily be something that I'm into personally, but watching it, I've been like, oh, okay.
Is it usually two girls and a guy?
Yeah, or the other way around.
Have you had a threesome?
No.
Okay. Do you want one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Atara, what do you fantasize about?
I think because I was allowed to watch inappropriate movies from a young age.
Jewish.
So I got so I got introduced to, like, sex scenes in movies. So I'm very turned on by sex scenes from movies. So I will go back and, like, replay, like, really hot sex scenes from
in your
movies.
Mind
in or mind or I'll find them, you know, or, like, so actresses, actors,
like,
full frontal stuff, like, I will go find that, and that's, like,
can you give me a scene,
gets me in the mood.
Classic scene or something.
Okay. Well, Ava Green, do you know who she is? That stunning,
I don't know any
absolutely
celebrities.
Stunning, beautiful British
I don't fit
actress.
In that.
She was in a movie a long time ago. Oh my gosh, what was
it's okay.
it called? It's set in the 60s. Anyway, she's full nude. There's a lot of sex in it. I think it's called The Dreamers or something like
okay.
that. It's absolutely amazing. And it's so a great movie.
Have you been with women before?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. And so you think about you. So you watch like romantic, like women, like we like the plot. So it's not porn necessarily, or do you also watch porn?
So no, yeah, I'll tune into porn, but I think I like the storyline that goes along with it, which is why I think I like to find the movie.
Female friendly porn is like the plot, right?
But there's, you know, guys too. Michael Fassbender, Full Frontal, yep, in his movie. I mean,
I do know who that is.
Hello.
I need to watch your movies.
Hello.
And then, are there fantasies that you have had that you want to try that you haven't yet?
So porn wise, I'll go and I'll watch like amateur orgies. And I think maybe it's because I kind of want to like be in an amateur orgy. Oh, yeah. Maybe one day.
I don't know. Totally do that. I get invites like every day in my life.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready yet.
She hangs out with orgy guys all the time.
Apparently.
The ponytail.
You gotta bring a lot of hair rubber bands and stuff. Get like brushes. Orgies, good. Let's work on that for you. Chloe, fantasies, porn.
You know, I don't really have any. And I think
that's okay. A lot of women.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm not experienced as like I should be or that I want to be.
Don't shit all over yourself.
No. Listen, I have shit to learn, okay? Right. It's true. But growing up Mormon, porn is like, no, like porn ruins marriages, all that stuff. I actually like had a personal experience with it ruining something. And so.
Like what? Like he watched too much porn, the guy you were with?
Family.
Oh, family. Got
situation.
It.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But what's weird about it is now that I'm like discovering porn and watching porn and I like it, I don't feel bad about watching it, but I just discovered it later in life.
That's
I think
good.
It's a very natural thing. And I don't think, I also think it can help you in relationships. You know what I mean? Like, find out your fantasies. Watch porn and then be like, bro, boyfriend, let's try this.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? I tell couples all the time, just sit down, grab a seat, watch some porn together, like, or lay on the bed and see, like, that's hot, baby, let's try that.
Absolutely.
Because couples have such a hard time communicating with each other about sex that I'm always like, bring in a third party.
Yeah.
Couples listen to my podcast together, or they'll watch porn, they'll buy a book, whatever it is.
Oh, but man. It's funny because she keeps on bringing up the Mormon stuff. So half my family is Mormon. I've just never been really close. My extended family.
Right?
So it's never been really close. But my best friend in high school was Mormon. His dad was the bishop of the Mormon church. So anytime they got in trouble, I would just take the fall for it. So
because you were the non-Mormon.
Yeah, I was the non-Mormon.
So it had to be your fault.
Yeah, it was always my fault. So one time they got caught with the Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee sex tape. Mm. And of course, it was my tape, even though it wasn't.
Right.
So I had to sit down with the bishop and talk to him on how it was bad to bring that over to the house, even though it wasn't mine. And then one of them like dropped a condom in the house, and then that was mine. And I had to have a talk. And I'm like, dude, I can't keep on taking the fall on this stuff. It's terrible.
Hopefully you don't anymore. You know? Hopefully
right. They were banging, got some balls. They were banging left and right, and I wasn't even getting laid. It sucked.
Dude, I know. We've made up for it. Okay, do you guys have any? I have a question for you. What do you wish guys? Is there any one thing that you wish guys understood about women that they don't? Or if you could tell them one important thing about sex, what would it be? This is the public service announcement part.
One important thing about sex.
Or about women that you get.
Don't make a big deal out of it. It's just sex.
Oh, God.
Have some fun.
It's a good one, Atara. Thank you.
Especially because I think now in this day and age, like, I really can have a sex with a guy and have no feelings for you. And a lot of guys are like, oh, well, I rocked her world. She's in love.
They always assume that, every girl's attached, right? That she's like, planning the wedding.
Yeah, especially because I'm a very blunt person and I will go into it just saying like, I'm not that into you. Like, we can have sex or whatever. And then it seems like they're like, wait, are you sure you're not into me? Like,
it's always the guys that you aren't, though. But what about, have you ever had gone out for the bad guy that isn't into you and then that hurts?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have.
Every time.
Actually.
But not this relationship, right?
This one finally stuck around.
That's good. That's really good. Okay, what do you say? Any messages for me? You're like, why does this keep happening? Why guys should know this?
First off, I think that guys should not be intimidated if a girl's friends are majority guys.
That's a great
girls
one.
And guys can totally have platonic friendships. And it's, you know what I mean? That really bothers me when I go on dates.
You might
have
been in an alley every once in a while, but
yeah, you know,
you're not best friends. Yeah.
But I would say, like, tell me what you're into. Like, if you want to, you know, you're like, oh, I saw this on a porn, or I saw this. Like, I really want to try it out. If we're close and we're dating for a while, like, screw it. Let's, like, try it. And if it, like, falls apart and it doesn't work, we can sit back and laugh and have a funny story out of it. It doesn't have to be, like, fully serious all the time. Like, have fun with it. It's sex. You're supposed to have fun.
That's great. That's totally.
And go down on me.
Go down Absolutely. On me.
Absolutely. Don't be scared of it. Don't be scared about it.
I totally
Don't
agree.
Worry. Emily preaches that for you ladies every single podcast.
Every single day. That's all. Okay. And then any favorite, how are we doing here in time? We're good? Okay. Any favorite, like, sex toy or product? I know we got to get you some.
I got to learn.
Okay. Any sex? We said you use toys, Tara?
I mean, the rabbit is, you know, this standard, been around.
This is your new rabbit, I guess. The so. Intensity.
I seriously
the little bunny ears.
I'm going to get you guys one. Right. You like the, because it has clitoral stimulation and
yeah,
G spot.
Yeah, definitely.
What's
I have
it called
this
again?
One little ball.
The intensity.
Thing. It's like a little. Silver Egg? Bullet. Is it bullet? I think that's what it's called.
The little bullet vibes.
Yeah,
those are
yeah.
awesome.
Great for travel.
Yep. Those are awesome for travel.
Yep.
See, I do like my rabbit. I definitely. And then I have the little egg thing, and it doesn't require batteries. You just charge it, and it's perfect.
Wow.
It's
Who like, makes it? Is it
it's
like,
a little, like the little egg thing. It looks like a little egg shape.
I heard
and
those
it's got, like,
it has a battery. It does have like a string with a thing, like
remote
control.
No, you'd like just like plug it on a charger.
Oh, it's probably Jimmy Jane.
Think
Maybe.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's great. You can like charge
clitoral.
It up, and then if you're clitoral.
You guys are clitoral girls. Oh, wait, G-spot real quickly. Do you guys G-spot orgasms?
Yeah.
You said you do.
I've had them.
You, Tara, and you have?
I've had them, few, but I've had them.
But you can like work on it too. Yeah. The thing is, don't be afraid to bring your G-spot toys in and show them what you like, and then yeah. you can move around on its penis that way. Perhaps it'll happen. It didn't happen
well,
for
no,
me.
Well, no, and I think that's a great thing. Like, I think guys would like that. Huh?
I
like
remember.
Us going into the room and being like, this is what I want. Let's do it.
Yes.
You know?
Just.
Take control.
It's a little pamphlet
Just freaking
or
do
something.
It. Okay.
I remember the first time
Guidance.
Where I thought I got the G spot orgasm. It was really confusing. It like the it's first like, time it happens, you're like, what was that? I'm not sure, because it's like this whole other sensation inside that, and you're like, wait, but it's not as intense as the clitoral.
Right.
So you're kind of like, was that it? Or did I need to keep going? It's kind of confusing.
It
so
is,
like,
can
you
be
you gotta
confusing.
Work,
you got to work at it. It does. Some people it comes naturally. Some people you got to work at it, but it's worth the work. Okay, you guys, thank you so much. Harriet, where people can find you, or we're not going to get into that. Cause
yeah, I guess just my Instagram. I
Ooh,
think it's
like it.
At HarryDuncan87. Harry as in HARRI.
Okay. Not as in Harry. Because we already know she's not Harry. Okay,
Harry
Tara.
Plastic Rhino. At Facebook, you can like our page.
They're
awesome. Band. Okay.
Yeah, the band page. Personal okay. stuff is personal, but you can like the band page.
Like, okay, great.
Or if you go on my Instagram, you can find her on there.
Okay, perfect.
So, you know.
And Chloe.
I just have my personal Instagram, but I'm trying to get more into the comedy thing, so that would be fun to follow and see what happens. It's just my name, Chloe, but with no E, so it's Chloe_in_the_dark.
Okay, got it. And we'll have this all on the website, Sex with Emily. You guys, thank you so much for being so candid and open
thank you.
And honest.
Thank you.
I love it. This was so fun. Menace.
Super fun.
Super fun.
Let's do more shows like this.
We let's, will. Let's, I've been trying. This is what I love. This
yeah,
is, I think this is really
great.
Helpful. And from our listeners, like, let me know what you want to hear and what you think of the show. I feel like people used to give us more, like, now we just get hundreds of questions a day, but also, like, what shows do you like? Don't you like? What do you want more? We love
I love shows
too.
Like these. I mean, you and I together, I mean, I love it, but...
Let's do
just
it.
Having, you know, more
we'll do
conversations.
Maybe we should bring more guys
it's
next time.
It's more honest,
guys.
Too, you know?
I know. It's so real. Like no, but that is about me. You know,
yeah, do one of these with men.
Yes.
We will.
Yes.
I would
next
be
time.
See
yeah.
how much
just
you
guys,
thank
the
you so
guys
much.
That she likes.
Balls
or what if you had guys versus Matt, like women on the show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have a whole friggin' debate.
There you go.
I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Find you at Menace.
Yeah, just Menace on Instagram, MENACE. And then, you know, my baby.
Yeah. My Aww. Dog Churro, is that what
Yeah, my dog Churro.
He has a new dog on Instagram. It's very cute. He has more followers than like anyone
adorable.
On the planet. Okay, so everyone, please check all my stuff out too. Instagram, it's @sexwithemily. Twitter, @sexwithemily. And also facebook.com/sexwithemily. Subscribe to the podcast. We have 2 weeks. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody. Need to ask you all this question, my lovely listeners. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little bit more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free friggin' gifts. We've talked a lot about sex toys on the show. We've talked about fantasies. If you're in a relationship or even if you're single, you get one friggin' toy and you get 10 free gifts. You get a sexy surprise for her, a specially selected toy for him, and third, a little something you'll both enjoy. Plus, you get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping, because I hate when people gouge me for shipping. So if you go to AdamandEve.com, you'll see they've got laundry, they've got games, games, they've got toys, they've got anything that you've ever fantasized about, you can make a reality if you go to adamandeve.com and buy it. Go to adamandeve.com, use code Emily at checkout, and you get all 10 free gifts. That's adamandeve.com, use code Emily. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.